candidates are jockeying for position in the 2016 presidential race, and they're lining up supporters to help pay for their campaigns and to bolster their credibility.
One way to increase visibility and reach out to voters is to recruit celebrities to endorse a candidate. But do those endorsements translate into votes?
Joining us now to talk about whether celebrity endorsements are valuable is Jennifer Brubaker. She's an associate professor in the Communication Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, this isn't a new thing, is it? Celebrities have been making political endorsements for, I don't know, how long?
Well, for decades, Hollywood celebrities and Washington insiders have traveled in the same circles, and celebrities have taken to endorsing political candidates. In the 19th century, the two overlapped because political leaders were the only people who actually were really famous. They themselves were the celebrities. You know, for the most of the 20th century, though, celebrities were involved in politics, but it was primarily more ceremonial or decorative. The political issues themselves, you know, things like wars and McCarthyism, civil rights, they overshadowed the celebrities' participation. But now it's been in the last couple of decades that we've really seen celebrities become much more visible in the political spotlight, endorsing candidates themselves.
Yeah, we live in a celebrity culture, people say, and is that reflected in our political world?
Definitely. We are in a highly celebrity-entranced culture. Everything we do, whether it's products that we buy, stores that we shop at, restaurants that we eat at, programs that we watch, it's all we do it because of celebrity oftentimes. Young people, namely, and most of my research focuses on college-age students, but people in general, you know, we're following celebrities every day. We're following every aspect of their lives. We're liking their pictures. We're sharing their tweets. We're following their everyday activities. And so we have become very focused on what celebrities do and what they say.
Well, but there's the big question. If celebrity X endorses a candidate, we've seen a ton endorse Bernie Sanders, some Donald Trump, and a variety of other candidates. But is there an impact? Does it sway somebody's vote to know that famous actor endorsed the candidate?
Well, we know a decent amount about celebrity endorsements in general. Primarily what we know comes from consumer products. Celebrities are so frequently believed to be influential enough that we pay them to endorse our products, because if a celebrity's paid support translates into us purchasing their products, then it's very logical to infer that political endorsements, when you have no direct financial incentive to the celebrity, are also going to be influential. You know, you can look at, this isn't anything new, but you can definitely look in the last couple of election cycles, looking at Oprah Winfrey and looking at, you know, she made her fortune in a TV show that through that TV show, simply by choosing an Oprah book club, she increased the sales of a 130-year-old novel by 5,000-some%. You know, so by translating that into what she did to support President Obama back in 2008 and draw voters and draw people out to the polls, that, you know, that direct impact of that is substantial. Now, unfortunately, beyond that type of impact and that type of research, research hasn't gone much farther. We don't know a lot about the impact of celebrity endorsements. Primarily, this is due to the lack of an appropriate measure to determine the endorsement's impact.
Well, I want to jump in and give a listen to Oprah. You mentioned here she is speaking on Barack Obama's behalf back in December of 2007.
I not only care about this country, but there are times that I even worry about what happens to our country. And that is why, for the very first time in my life, I feel compelled to stand up and to speak out for the man who I believe has a new vision for America.
That man was Barack Obama. I mean, is this something special? Oprah maybe has a special impact on the culture that a lot of other celebrities might not.
That's true. She does. And I mean, it translated into, you know, well over a million votes for Obama is what it was estimated to have, which is substantial. But when we look at more typical everyday kind of celebrities, they still are making us look at and saying, you know, it's probably, you know, my research focuses on looking at it through the lens of third person effect, which is the idea that a persuasive message that message isn't going to affect me, but it's going to affect them, that third person. You know, you might not fall for it, and I might not fall for it, because we know what's going on. But those other people out there, that third person, they might be persuaded by it. And so when we live in such a celebrity and trans culture, it's very likely that those celebrities, no matter how big of a name they are, they might have a little effect. And especially when you add those cumulative endorsements on, now you've got one person endorsing and another person endorsing and another person endorsing. And we do take those messages into consideration.
Talking to Jennifer Brubaker from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, about celebrity endorsements and the impact they do or don't have on something like a 2016 presidential race. I wonder if sometimes these things can have a negative effect, Jennifer, if you've had Barbara Streisand out endorsing you and then she says something that raises some hackles, or Ted Nugent played you onto the stage and then says something outrageous later on. Does that hurt a candidate and make them have to clarify where they agree or disagree with their celebrity supporter?
That is definitely a risk that you take when you have an endorsement. You know, existing research does show that even unpopular statements made by celebrities become much more palatable, that if we like a celebrity and if we look at them through this positive lens, that we tend to see even negative statements in a more positive light. Unfortunately, sometimes when there are larger issues or larger scandals or comments that are made in direct conflict with what a candidate stands for, that can have a negative impact on that candidate, which is why sometimes you will see that happen, where a candidate starts to try to distance themselves a little bit from an endorsement. And, you know, but you really, endorsements are good to have because if nothing else, they do bring with them the financial backing of the candidate or of the celebrity, as well as their large celebrity network. You know, they, all celebrities have these big social networks. And when one celebrity endorses a candidate, oftentimes the people in their social networks of celebrities are also endorsing them. And that can bring about it a certain degree of financial security with it, which is what candidates need. It also brings credibility to that candidate, because the more visibility we get, the more visibility that these candidates are getting in the media makes them a more likely candidate, makes them a more viable candidate because they're being seen in the media. And especially when you see something like what we're seeing currently, when there's such a huge assortment of political candidates in this 2016 race, when you're just one in a sea of candidates, to have something that makes you stand out, something that makes you different, it garners media attention. And more media attention makes you a more viable candidate in the eyes of the voters. The ones who don't get that media attention, they're the ones who cease to exist in our minds. They're not there because we're not seeing them. So celebrities at least are drawing that out.
And Jennifer, before we let you go, we've heard what's in it for the politicians, the impact on voters. What about the celebrities? Why are we seeing more of them do this sort of thing? What do they get out of it?
Well, they definitely, you know, it gives them a sense of civic duty. It gives them a sense of activism. You know, we tend to see a lot of celebrities, especially supporting the Democratic Party. You know, there's theories that, you know, it's possibly due to this privileged celebrity status that provides them with a sense of guilt to embrace these causes that are on the left and these candidates that are on the left. You know, on one side, we have a certain degree of condemnation. You know, we shower these celebrities with adoration. We spend so much time distracted from important issues, following them, watching them. But on the other hand, we have a lot of adoration for them. You know, they help legitimize these causes. So while they are flying off in jets to support an environmental, save the environment thing, we're looking at it saying, well, we condemn them for part of it, but we adore them for the other part of it. And that adoration is what gives them this sense of activism. And it makes them more than just a catchphrase or more than just a pretty face we see in the movies. It gives them a different level of status.
Jennifer, thanks so much. And stay dry out there in North Carolina.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Jennifer Brubaker, Associate Professor in the Communication Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, talking about the impact of celebrity endorsements on political campaigns.